You're listening to Real World News.
Interview with Josie Rifford, member of Via Campesina France. On Tuesday, several activities took place in Copenhagen in the framework of the Agriculture Action Day, parallel to the official negotiations of the COP15 on climate change in the Danish capital city. Their aim was to raise awareness on the links between climate change and agriculture and demand climate justice and food sovereignty. Industrial agriculture, controlled by corporations, is responsible for approximately 18% of global GHG emissions per year. A mobilization led by the message "Food System Change, Not Climate Change" and the screening of the film Scorched Earth in the streets were the main activities. This Agriculture Action Day was organized by Climate Justice Action with the support of Via Campesina and Friends of the Earth. Let's share now an interview with Josie Rifford, member of La Via Campesina France, at the end of the activity of the Clima Forum in Copenhagen.
Dear World Radio is interviewing Josie Rifford. She's part of the Peasant Confederation from La Via Campesina, France, and she's participating here in the Clima Forum activities. Josie, welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
You have been participating in an activity called Climate Justice and then Food Sovereignty and Energy Sovereignty. What are the main points that were analyzed in this activity?
In this activity is a long activity because we had four sessions, so it was very good work and we spoke a lot about false solutions. For us, it's very important to be here and to speak about what happened in Bella Center, what they are doing, what they are speaking about. And we are thinking that it's terrible to see that they want to transform everything with market. And in the issue of agriculture, for example, we have the problem with RED and also with MDP. We know that transnational corporations are here and make a lot of lobby to obtain carbon credits. And for us, it's terrible because it means that they will have money to continue industrial agriculture, to continue to develop. And for us, it's terrible because it means that we will disappear. It's not possible to have both of them, industrial agriculture and peasant agriculture. So we are here to denounce that. Eucalyptus forests are not forests. It's plantation, it's not forest. And we don't say it's the same thing and they capture carbon and it's okay, they have credits. No, it's not possible. We want to say that because it's very important. After, we want to say that we have solutions. Yes, we have solutions because peasant agriculture have a lot of good things. Make a lot of good things for climate. For example, our work with the soil is complete. We don't destruct the soil, and as that, we can think that we capture a lot of carbon. Grain, a very good organization, friend organization of agronom people, make a paper, a study, very interesting, and give dates, very important dates about this issue if you want to see more details.
Josie, you have always been saying, La Via Campesina, that the agriculture, peasants agriculture, the sustainable agriculture done by the peasants, by the farmers, can cool down the earth. Mm-hmm. What do you refer to when you talk about this?
Hello. I don't know how to say that in English. En français, ça se dit matière organique, matière, je ne sais pas le dire en
organic material.
You see, the soil is very rich, and you give it something to it, but not petrol input, not a pesticide, not, and you can find an equilibrium,
balance, yeah.
Natural balance. But you have to work and to respect the soil and don't give it a lot of bad things.
With agrochemicals, yeah.
Agrochemicals. If you are doing good things like that, it's a study about. I spoke, grain speak about that and give a lot of details. After, we have also other things very interesting. Is that when you are a little farmer, you are making food for peasants and urbans, but here you don't transport, because the transport is very important also. When you are eating something which is produced in Australia or in South America, it's not possible. We can produce a lot of things here. But the problem is that liberal economy gave the principle of comparative advantage, you understand? And this is terrible. If they say we will produce soya in South America, we will produce pigs in Bretagne, etc., and each country will have its own production. And it's not possible, because it's a circle. We need to have animals, but not two more, and vegetables, but not only one kind. You understand? It's really we speak about polyculture, and for us it's very important to change to make difference things in the same area. So all that are giving a good thing for the environment and also for the climate. And we have also all the question of employment. Of course, peasant agriculture is good for employment. We need a lot of people to work. And of course, it could be hard if it's not paid enough. But if we have a good remuneration, a good money, payment, it's okay. The problem is to work very much and not to have money. That is a real problem. So we need good price for our good production. And it will be good for everybody.
And just to finish, what do you expect from the social movements united here in this climate forum? In this work against the official negotiations, the false solutions that are being discussed in the Bella Center. What do you expect from the social movements? The day before, we have a great and a big demonstration in the streets of Copenhagen asking and claiming for climate justice. What do you expect for the
social...
Yeah, what... Tomorrow. What do you expect of the social movements here?
I think we have very good allies. We are in very good process, and this is a new issue. And we are here with other allies, but we know us each other very well now, and it's better because we will find a good way to resist. And we are very decided in this option. So I'm. I think we will reinforce the resistance all together. We will find the way to explain everybody what happened really, and what we have to do to change all that. And I think also a lot of new people will come. They are not. It's not usual for them to are in resistance. But they are beginning. So we have to explain. Then we have to continue all together. I don't know if we will have a very nice demonstration tomorrow or not, because a lot of difficulties to know it's far, it's expensive, so it's a lot of people come here as delegates for a lot of others, and it's not one people represent one voice, it's one people represent a thousand voices. So we have to not, perhaps it's not really counting each person, it's not really realistic about real mobilization and conscientization.
Yeah. Okay, you should see, is better no deal instead of a bad deal?
In the COP15. If it's difficult to answer for everybody, but if you ask me myself, it's my own opinion, I think it's better no deal, because it will make a crisis, political crisis, and with this political crisis we can explain what happened and we can continue the struggle. If they have a bad deal, I think all the solutions are false. So what can we imagine if they decide to give money for red forest? It's not possible. So we prefer today, yes, no deal, no.
No agreement. Okay. Susi Rifaut from the Peasants Confederation and La Via Campesina France. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Real World News.